Let me ask you this question in closing. Are you a child of God? Have you placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? I didn't say in the church. I didn't say in the sacraments of the church, communion, baptism. I didn't say any of those things. I said, have you placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone, apart from anything else? Your good works will not save you. It's wonderful if you're a decent, honorable, upstanding citizen of America. That's great and good, but that will not save you. It's good that you go to church, but coming inside of this church or any other will not save you. What saves you then? The moment in space, time, and history when you personally say, Jesus Christ, I know that I'm a sinner. And I know that you're the Savior. And right now, I trust in you alone for my salvation. And the debt that you paid on that cross for my sin, I trust alone. I trust that you rose from the dead and that you're alive today. If you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and if you trust that he paid for your sins on Calvary's cross, then, my friend, according to the Bible, you're a child of God, and I don't care how you feel. And no matter what happens, it will not change that relationship between your soul and your Savior. Have you done that? If not, can we bow our heads right now? And you can pray right here in this room. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Pray that. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Make me a child of yours. I believe that you died for me, that you paid my debt on that cross. And Jesus, I believe in you right now as my Savior and Lord. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, as I said, it's believing the Word of God. And if you've believed the Word of God, you prayed that prayer and you meant it, and you're trusting Christ alone for your salvation. And you never prayed that prayer before, would you just lift your hand to heaven as a testimony to Jesus Christ?